the chotzer kan lechotzer acheres. So Shaila, when you put yid outside the window, where do you want to put the chavetz down? If you want to bring the chavetz back into your rishus, that avada was mutter. He didn't do anything. Stop putting yid outside the window, bringing it back is not called doing anything. If you want to put it down into another rishus, that's where it's also. So Drashi, if you want to bring it back into your house where you're standing, you put something in your hand outside the window, you want to bring it back inside, that's mutter. That's what we pass malachim. Avad, you stick your hand outside on Shabbos with something, you're allowed to bring your hand back in again. For the case where you stick your hand outside your window and you want to throw it into another rishus outside, that's awesome. So yes, Mishailo, kama chotz acheres. That's why he says, v'yosel achzir with the toni loyli achzir. That's what doesn't it's us to bring it back to you where you're standing. El achzir with a chotz acheres. You're not allowed to throw it into the other chotzer. It's even though the other chotzer is only rishus ha-yochid, and it's from one rishus ha-yochid to another rishus ha-yochid, still we say it's also. So the Gemara, k'deboi yimenei rovim rav nachman, rov yet shalach rav nachman, hoi si yodoi malaya peris. Your hand was full of peris on Shabbos. Where it's tiyah lechutz, and you put it outside the window. Are you allowed to bring it back into your window, into your house again? Omalei mutter? Havada, yes, you didn't do anything. You stuck it out, stuck it in, that's mutter. Lechutzer acheris, what about you want to stick your hand outside the window and now put it down to another rishus ha-yochid? Mao? Omalei yosser. He said that's also ready. Umayishino? So he asked him back, what's the difference? So he answered him back, he asked me, what's the difference? When you go count a salt, you'll count a barrel of salt, I'll tear the terrace. Like he gave him that like a shtok, like Drashi Bibichusa, aha delay. Kishatimdadli Kurisha Melech, when you go count for me a whole kur, a whole barrel full of salt, I'm look at time, and then I'll tell you the reason. So the more, what's the reason? Hosom lo yisav machshavtoi. Just don't bring it back into your rishus. You didn't do anything. Mashenkin hochi yisav machshavtoi. Is Havido Machshavta. Here where you put it to another Rishus, it's called Yomakayim Yomachshavta. So Trashi Machshavta, Sheniskavin Lich Noise Mechotzezer. That's called you wanted to make an Akira. You wanted to pick it up from this Rishus to Yochid and put it into another Rishus to Yochid. But you wanted to get it out of this Rishus. Is Lufnais Mechotzezu, is Leniskaima. Hilkach Legozu. If you start bring it back into your house, you weren't Mekayim Yomachshavta at all. There's no machshav of taking it out the window. It's like taking it into another rishus, bringing it someplace else. You bring your hand right back in again. You didn't do any machshava. You didn't do anything. You just brought it back to the same rishus. Avul chotz acheres. If you want to carry it into another chotzer, niskayim machshavti was called kiyim machshavti. The gozer abona made gzera dilma zim nachritam shagel rishus rabim. And that's the clause. You're not allowed to carry from one rishus to yochid to another rishus to yochid on Shabbos. Why not? The both rishus ha-yochid better be mutter, because there it's exerim rabbonim. Maybe sometimes you carry from your rishus ha-yochid to another rishus ha-rabim. That's why look, if you have two apartments in house, if you don't have an eruv, you're not allowed to carry from your apartment to your neighbor's apartment without an eruv. Why not? Are you both rishus ha-yochid and the all rishus ha-yochid? Because by carrying out of your house, it's like taking out of your rishus and you bring it into another rishus. So even though really it's mutter, because that's also rishus ha-yochid. But Rabbanu made Xerim, maybe some other time, you'll take it out of your house into Rishus Rabbin. So once your Machshavah is to take it out of your house into any other Rishus, there's Rabbanu made Xerim, you can't put it into the other Rishus. Why? Because the Gazer, maybe sometimes, you put it into Rishus Rabbin. That's the case here also, when you put your hand outside the window. After you want to just throw it into your neighbor's backyard, that's also awesome. Even though your house is Rishus Yochin, your neighbor's house is Rishus Yochin, but you're throwing from your Rishus, his Rishus, that's Xerim. But to bring it back into your house, who would it to throw it down your backyard that you have an Erev in your Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that of Adar is Mutter.
We said before about
right. Yeah.
How
and this thing, well, it wouldn't be a gay here because your house is Rosh Hashanah Yochid and you're throwing it into his chas, it's going to land in his chas and his Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's called you made an Akira from your house into his house. That's awesome. We're talking about now the Teretz is that not that you're leaving your hand outside, but you put your hand outside and you want to throw it there. So then we say, no, you know, we ask you, you're not allowed to throw it there. Because if you would throw it there, you'd be doing this to the Rabbanan. So the Margufa. Boy, you're a baby, Barabari. Barabari, yes, the Shaila. Hiddik pas patama. Somebody made a mistake on Shabbos and they put a loaf of dough into the Tana. Is it Tiwulal Rodoisoi? where the Rabbanim matir, their Issus Shavuos of taking the loaf off the oven, Kaidim Shiyavu Lechiv Chatis Eloi Hitiru. Well, the Rabbanim said, no, we don't give you the heter to be over Issus the Rabbanim. But the Rabbanim not allowed to take it off now, and therefore you have to be over the Issus the Raisa. That was the Shaila. Omale Ravacha Barabai Ravina Hechidomi. How are we talking about? How did this person put the bread into the oven? Elaine Bishagi, if the person put it in there, Bishagi, and he didn't remember. No, see, he forgot Trey was Shabbos, and he put the loaf of bread into the oven. So if he's still a Shavu right now, Laman Hatiru, what's the question of being after him? As far as he's concerned, today's Sunday. He doesn't realize he did any Yisra today. So it's no question of being after him to take the bread off. The case is, he had the Yitkur, that he himself reminded himself. As in the morning, he forgot Trey was Shabbos, and he put the loaf of bread into the oven. Later in the afternoon, he remembered himself that Trey was Shabbos. And now he wants to take it out of the oven. It's correct to Gemara. If that's the case, mi mechayiv? Is he chayiv chattis in such a case? Be a tanan, we learned later, kol chayiv chattis, all the cases we say when you do an isra b'shege, that you chayiv chattis, einin chayovim ad shetet chiloson shkoga v'soifen shkoga. He's throughout the whole melech is isra, you have to be doing a b'shege. He's the beginning of the melech has to be b'shege, and the end of the melech has to be b'shege. So here, what's the melacha? Calls them on the bread is baking. Now when you put it in b'shoigi true. But before the bread was baked, you remember, it's over Shabbos, that's called at the end of the melacha, you call them ezid. So in such a case, if you don't take it out of the oven, you won't be chayiv chattis. That's not chayiv chattis. So how do we say, kodim shalom b'chayiv chattis? Kim? I says here, not like that. The calls them on, you're not over the issa yet, you have to be a shoigi. You have to be a shogeg kol zaman to be mechayiv you. There's no chiyuv right now. Stop putting it in the oven without mechayiv you. You have to wait until it's baked. Like we say, if somebody would take it out of the oven, you'd be potter. So the yis, you have to be a shogeg kol zaman of the yisa. The yis is taking place, kol zaman is being baked. So the Gemara ele b'meizit. Avad, we're talking about here the case of the person put it in b'meizit. So, for the Gemara, b'zoi koydim shovu the yis eskinu mi boilei. They should have said, are we matim to take it off before it comes a day of chiyuv skila? That's what we should have said. Not to say if it's a chiyuv chattis. There's no chattis now be majid. So the Ma'amar of Shaylo Liyoylam b'shoigi. We're talking about now he was a shoigi. Ulaman hatiru. Who are we matim now to take off this bread? Liyacherim. The Shaylo is, this Ruvain put the bread in today, put it in, and went back home, and as far as he's concerned, today is Sunday. He didn't know today was Shabbos. Now somebody else realized what he did, and somebody else now wants to come and do a mitzvah and take it out of the oven. That's the shayla. Is somebody else allowed to take it off or not? Mask of Lord Rav Sheshes, is that a shayla? Can we tell a person, chet, you are allowed to do a chet? Kadesh yiske chavercha, to mezaki yechaver? That's treated no svaro. If you want to right now take this loaf of bread off out of the oven. Now doing that is an issur d'rabbanan, it's a shvus. Rediyas apat is also. Pshit to the Rabbanu were not mati you to do an Isser to be able to save somebody else from not being over an Isser Raisa. That's pshit to also. So if I do is quick shver, what's our case talking about? Elo Omer Avashi, Luyerlan Bemezit. We're talking about the person put the loaf of bread in the oven, Bemezit. He knew it was Shabbos and he still evaded it. The Eimo, Enechlam, he begurvis now, Kredim Shiobu de Skila, Isser Skila. The Shalom is later the person does tshuva. He asked Charata that he put the bread in the oven, and he realizes now that he has a chiyuv skila to him. So he wants to know, now that I did tshuva, am I allowed to take it out of the oven now to part me from skila? The Rabbanan still say, no, you're not allowed to do it, or no, you have to, you could or you can't? That's the shayla. Ravacha braid the Rav master Lebedi. He learned of this pshita, that was the shayla. Omer Rabbeva Rabbaya, Hidik pas betana. If somebody was madik pas betana b'mezit. Is, and he was also pushing the shayla. The locher is hetiru loy lirdoisai. The rabbanon warm up to you. The rabbanon said, yes, you're allowed to go and take the loaf of bread out of the oven. Kaidim shiyavo the yisus kila. Before you yourself come with the yisus kila. So he's pushing the shayla, and this is the kimta. The kimta is somebody does a melacha. He put the bread into the oven. And if he lets it stay there, he'll be over this at the raisa. The rabbanon warm up to him now to go take it out of the oven. Today he shouldn't come to be over Nisra Raisa. So he had a pshitas to shayla stakamutim. So Rashi, mi mechayiv chattis b'yafi yosoi. You need chilosai v'soifoi. Chilas hamalocha v'soifoi. Need the beginning and the end. Loi noida loi shagosai yad shenigru avera. So you finish the avera. Liyachayim teretz was is First half says he did it for Shaggy, and he was a Shaggy the whole time, but the question is somebody else wants to take it down. If somebody saw, now this person asked the child to the Rav, am I allowed to take this bread off in order to stop my chav and not to go over chatis? So that they said, no, that can't be a shayla. That's tzricha svar, we can't let you do, even if it's a cow, to make a save somebody else. So the shayla is, for he himself, the hedges of Rashi skila, or v'loshem shitusi, is also partially the shayla, v'loy v'loshem boi. He told them, "Claw the locker is that's taka muta to take the loaf of bread off the oven today, not to be over chiyuskila." Right. Poshet ani es yodei. So the Mishnah says, "A locker if the ani puts his hand outside." I mean, the ani standing outside. And the case is now, the Bala Bar standing inside the house put his hand outside the window and took the loaf of bread out of the Yoni's hand and brought it inside. That we say his chayiv? Girls forget, push it on his yodri. Means the Yoni standing outside put his hand inside the house, took a loaf of bread out of the Bala Bar's hand and brought it outside. So we say the Yoni is chayiv. Because he made a nakir from the Shus HaYochid, they took it outside and now it has it in the Shus Rabin. It's from the Gemara, my chayiv. Why is he chayiv? There's a cloud, the chayfetz has to be in the chosh of a mokum to give it a shame you will acre it from that mokum, or else you put it down, you have to put it down on a mokum that's at least dalat spokum or dalat spokum. That's called the chosh of a mokum. There it has a shame of chshivis, like it's going to stay there for a long time, it's called munach there. See, that's called hanocha, putting it down there. And it would be, if you take it out of that place, you pick it up, it's called nakira from a chosh of a mokum. But the havmir now is your hand is not bala bala. Nobody's hand is bala tzvachim and bala tzvachim. So your hand is not called the chosh of a mokum. So by taking it out of the hand, you should be potter. Because when the chayfet is in the bala bala's hand inside, it's not in the mokum choshev. It's like not called munach in the hand. The hand is not a chosh of a place. So by the oni grabbing it out, it should be potter. So shall why is he chayf? Well, soon say the maskana sagmar is that there's a special law for yad shalodim is a chosh of a mokum. And that has the same chashiv as like bala bala. That would be the maskana later. But the havmin, we don't know that yet. So then we'll shver, why you chayit? Well, bina an akira ve'anochim agabi mokum dal v'leko. Om a rabba, ha'mani rabbi kiva. I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes like rabbi kiva. The omar loy bina an mokum arba barba. He dings it on this yisoid. He holds he can make an akira, even from a mokum, less than dal v'dal. It doesn't have to be a chosh of a mokum. See Rashi? Me agabi mokum dalit. A hand is not dal tzvachim a dal tzvachim. Not 12 inches by 12 inches. The Mishnah says, bein l'akira, bein l'anocha. Both cases are zichayiv. Diktoni, v'nosan l'toychoi yodoi shobalabayis, harei hanocha. If the oni puts something into the balabas's hand, he made anocha. Or you should not tell me toicha, you took it out of there, you took something out, tell me akira. So the Mishnah says, both is called hanocha, you put something into the hand, or else you take something out of the hand. You see the hand is chayiv, why it's not dalad or dalad? So first Teretz says, well, matka now, the Mishnah goes like the Akiva. Hold, you don't need dalad or dalad. What's the raya? It's none. We learn that the Akiva says, hazorek mirashus hayochad rishus hayochad. Somebody throws from one rishus hayochad to another rishus hayochad. Hey, it's across the street, you threw from your house to your friend's house across the street, he was a shusaram miyensa, and you threw a ball from your house to your friend's house across the street. Rabbi Kiva Machayit, Rabbi Kiva says, Yechayim Chatis, called Dira Malacha. I lechur that Kira was in Rishus HaYochid, and the Malacha was in Rishus HaYochid, so why Yechayit? Rechom HaPaitin, Rechom HaVad is good, Rechom HaSayapotter. Rabbi Kiva Sav Amrina Nusvara, Kluta Kimishun Chadami. Kluta means when something is traveling over the air of this carcass being colored, is going over the air, it's kemisha hunchadomi. So while the ball is going through the Rishus HaRabim, we consider as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. So you made your akira from your house, and it landed now in Rishus HaRabim. And now it goes weiter from Rishus HaRabim again into Rishus HaYochid. Kluta kemisha hunchadomi, he holds. Rabbon and Savri, lo yamrin kluta kemisha hunchadomi. He don't say that. So Trashi, kluta. Ha-chefetz, hoyo v'niklat, v'yavir reshul shusarabim, and she's throwing it less than yutvachim. So it's in the avir of the shusarabim. Is kimi shuncha b'teichayu. It's considered as if it's munach in the shusayochid, v'yafagav le'nach. Even though the metziyas didn't land on the ground. That's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush. We don't hold like this. That's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush. That klutis kimi shuncha b'almi. So the raya is, what kind of hamachim is that? You see, zichi, don't need hamachim, hamachim dal dalal. Like, you don't even need hamachim hamish, just a din hamachim is enough. It's not a chashim hamachim at all. Metziyas, the ball is just flowing through the air. But since it went in the ear with the shusarabim, that's considered like it was munach. So hu adin, avadin, avadin, something is munach in your hand, it's not worse than being like kluta. It's not worse than going through the air with shusayochid. So vada, according to the kiv, you never need a makam dalal dalal. It's enough time the chepas goes through the ear, you'll be chayit. So that'll be the test of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds you don't need dalal dalal, we hold like a kiva. Either there's a brice, a loch, we hold dalal dalal, but the loch, we pass and let the chum. Right, what's up? Rosh Hashanah Yes Yodai. He only sticks his hand inside. So the case is, he only put his hand inside the house and took something out of the balabos's hand and took it outside, so the only is chayim. Because he made a nakira from the balabos is holding the piece of bread inside his house. That's in Rishus HaYochid. So the Oni took it out of his hand, made a nakira from Rishus HaYochid, and put it down outside. The Mishnah says he's chayiv. So at the Gemara, my chayiv, why is the Oni outside chayiv? V'abina nakira v'hanochem yagabi mokum dal dal dal. You have to make nakira from a place which is dal dal dal. That's called the chashiv mokum, where the chaykos was resting on this place. It's called its resting. So if you take it out of this place, that's called a nakira. Fuleka. Here the bread was resting in the balabas's hand. The balabas's hand is less than dalal dalal. So shouldn't be called the mokum munach. So when you take it out of the balabas's hand, you should be potter. It's not called the main akira. That's the kasha. Why does the Mishnah say chayiv? If you take it out of the balabas's hand, his hand is not a chashiv mokum. And tomorrow, first and more therapy is Omar Rabbam, Pomani Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yomah loy dina mokum abal alarva. You don't need a chashiv mokum dalal dalal. It doesn't have to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim by 12 inches by 12 inches. Ditinan, what's the rai from Kiva Shita? Ha-zorik mishus ha-yochad, mishus ha-yochad, mishus ha-rabim b'yemsa. You throw from your house to your friend's house, going across the mishus ha-rabim. Here's Rabbi Kiva Machayiv. Rabbi Kiva says, Yechayiv, ve-chomim poitrim. Chomim say a potter. So the posh is like a chomim, because you made an akir in a mishus ha-yochad, and it landed in another mishus ha-yochad. Your potter? Rabbi Kiva, what kind of Kiva? The Mara of Kiva, Savar Amrinon, Kluta, Kimishun Chodomi. Kiva holds a new Savar of Kluta. Since it goes through the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim, just flying through the Avir, it's colored in the Avir of Rishus HaRabim, it's Kimishun Chod. It's as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim itself. That's Rabbi Kiva's Savar. The Drashi Kluta, Ha-Chefe Toil V'Niklat B'Avira, since it goes through the Aviram, Shel Rishus HaRabim, it's Kimishun Chod B'Teichahu. Even though you wasn't nach. So this is the raya, you see, according to the Kiva, for Hanoch, you don't need a chosh v'mokim, dal da dalit. His mother just going through the ear. It's called, like it was munach there, so avadev, it rests on some place, avadev is called a good Hanoch. So according to the Kiva, you don't need this yisoid of a chosh v'mokim, dal da dalit. No. By Yodi, you don't say it. Please, please, that next to bottom places. I will. The Matam Yod. They say, "Kishachefetz biyodi shaloni, or ishabalabayit lo shayach kluta." So, kishenoisem balabayit tev yoda v'yotzi eloi mechayiv. So, by the way, it's in your hand. It's not cold, cold in that mokum, because your hand is a chosh of a thing, so it's like nowhere. It's only when it's going through the avir do we say it's considered like it's colored, like it landed on the ground. But that's a very shvachra landing on the ground. So you see, you don't need a chashuv halacha according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara, lemeimro, the rabbi is saying now, lemeimro, divshita le rabba, rabbis poshetim, did the kluta kimishun chadami, that the machlekes in the Rabbi Kiva and the chum is between this halacha of kluta